With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Link between vitamin D and dementia risk strengthened. The study found that people with low levels of vitamin D had a 53% increased risk of developing dementia, and those who were severely deficient had a 125% increased risk compared to participants with normal levels of vitamin D. The results remained the same after researchers adjusted for other factors that could affect risk of dementia, such as education and smoking and alcohol consumption. The results don't show low vitamin D levels cause dementia, but they suggest there's a link, and clinical trials will be needed to establish whether increased vitamin D intake from supplements or food can help delay or prevent cognitive decline. Dietary vitamin D is found in fatty fish such as salmon, sardines, or mackerel, and also in milk, eggs, and red meat from grass-fed animals. Crowdsourcing may help dieters stick to healthy foods and lose weight, as participants are as good as trained experts at correctly rating the healthiness of foods and giving feedback on them, indicates research published online in the Journal of American Medical Informatics Association. Being able to track energy intake and getting personalized feedback on diet have been linked to greater weight loss, but can be hard to sustain over time. However, the advent of smartphone apps that can be easily accessed on the go could change the playing field. Researchers had 333 unique users rank 450 photos of food and provide feedback on the healthiness of the food using the Eatery app. When compared with expert scores, the layman scores were incredibly similar. They gave the eat more of foods, such as fruits and vegetables, a higher healthiness score, and the eat less of foods, such as processed and fast foods and sugar-sweetened drinks, a lower healthiness score. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Video game playing for less than an hour a day is linked with better adjusted children. A new study suggests video game playing for less than an hour a day is linked with better adjusted children and teenagers. The research, carried out by Oxford University, found that young people who indulged in a little video game playing were associated with being better adjusted than those who had never played or those who were on video games for 3 hours or more. The studies find no positive or negative effects for young people who played moderately between 1 to 3 hours a day. However, the study published in the journal Pediatrics suggests that the influence of video games on children, for good or ill, is very small when compared with more enduring factors, such as whether the child is from a functioning family, their school relationships, and whether they are materially deprived. Past research on non-interactive forms of entertainment have led to recommended time limits for how long children play video games, yet the study argues that such guidelines have little scientific basis. Grizzly research offers surprising insight into diabetes-obesity link. Researchers studying grizzly bears have now discovered a natural state of diabetes that serves a real biological purpose and is also reversible. Investigators reporting in the Cell Press journal Cell Metabolism note that grizzly bears are obese but not diabetic in the fall, and become diabetic only weeks later in hibernation, and then become cured of diabetes when they wake up in the spring. The research reveals how natural biology, through evolutionary experimentation, can teach us new things about how animals naturally cope with conditions that would cause disease in humans. When investigators looked at grizzly bears, they found that, unlike in humans, insulin levels in the animal's blood do not change. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be rejoined by a guest that's been on before, Professor Charles Benbrook, to talk about the study that it's a multi-center study that was published that finds clear differences between organic and conventional produce. Then we're going to change it up during the second hour and be joined by Dr. Bodo Melnick to talk about acne as an early warning sign of increased body mass and insulin resistance. So let's get right underway. Professor Benbrook, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so last time we had you on, we talked about the realities, and I like having you on because you're one of the myth busters. I like the type of research you do. Last time we had you on, we talked about the realities of genetically modified, growing genetically modified crops, not producing greater yields and so on and so forth. Today, we're going to address organic versus conventional. There's a lot of confusion out there, especially because of a couple recent studies that said, hey, look, you're wasting your money if you're buying organic produce. There's no difference between organic and conventional. Now, you did a meta-analysis and a review of over 300 peer-reviewed studies in this area, correct?
That's right.
So talk about the design of the study. What were you looking for? What allowed a research paper to be included in the universe of papers that you looked at?
Well, first, let me say that this study was conducted by a team of about 20 scientists drawn mostly from Europe, but some from Asia, and I was the sole scientist from the United States that served as part of the team. And it was a three-year effort, a very time-consuming and costly study, and what we did was looked at the entire global literature, regardless of the language in which a study was published in, to find this set of 343 peer-reviewed studies that met a set of strict criteria regarding how the study was designed. We wanted, clean comparisons between the nutrient content and safety of organically grown wheat or strawberries compared to conventionally grown wheat or strawberries. And that means that the comparison has to involve the same cultivar or variety of wheat or strawberries. The crops needed to be grown roughly side by side in the same area, so the weather was the same, the soil should be the same, they should be irrigated in a similar manner, et cetera, to eliminate a number of known variables that can drive nutrient levels up or down. Just like if you're doing a study of the impact of a given food on weight gain, you have to take into account all sorts of factors to isolate the given impact of the change in one food. So,
well, I don't want to get too far away from something for a second. Something you said at the very beginning of this discussion, which you just kind of breezed by, strikes me as wanting to ask more questions about, and that is that you were the only U.S. scientist that participated in this. What is it about the United States that we have a desire to ignore looking at whether or not organic and conventional produce side by side is one is better than the other? What is it about the USA that we choose to ignore this, where clearly the rest of the world does not?
Well, that's a good and complicated question. I think it really boils down to the influence that the conventional food industry and its various institutional and political allies has over the functioning of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
USDA actually has an official policy that states that there's no difference in the nutrient content or safety of organic versus conventional food. They also have a policy that states that all USDA rules, requirements, and policies are science-based and science-driven. And regrettably, these two policies are now in conflict because there's absolutely no question that organic food poses far lower pesticide-related risks. There's just no serious debate about that in the international scientific community. And that clearly is a food safety advantage, and yet the USDA official policy is that there is no difference. And so this policy position of the USDA, which is really backed up by most of the conventional food industry, has chilled the willingness of people to conduct work on organic and conventional systems, and also it's kept the USDA away from funding any serious research on the nutritional impacts of organic production or the food safety impact.
Okay, now I'm not a scientist, but one of the things I say frequently about conventional and organic produce as it relates to herbicides and pesticides is this. And I want you to correct me if I'm too far out to one angle, please. I say, look, if I brought you a little bottle of Roundup and a small eyedropper and said, I want you to drop just one drop on your tongue and the tongue of all of your children and your husband just once a week from now till the next couple years, you would look at me and think, that's absurd. I wouldn't do that. But isn't that tantamount to what we are doing when we eat conventional produce on a day-in, day-out basis?
Well, it depends on the concentration of the Roundup in the drop that you'd put on the tongue of your children, and yes, it would be crazy, regardless of Roundup or other pesticides. Most of the pesticide dietary exposure and risk comes from fresh fruits and vegetables, fruit juices, and processed fruit and vegetable products. There's very little pesticide exposure through all of the meat and dairy products in the U.S. diet. There's some exposure, intermediate exposure, through grains and grain products. But for people that are and families that are having young children, for example, that want to take practical steps to minimize the chances that their kids are getting doses of pesticides high enough to cause neurological development problems, for example, the best advice is to seek out organic brands for those fruits and vegetables that their kids like to eat a lot of, because that's where possibly the exposure levels might be high.
I know that what I said is absurd and extreme, but the reality is that the pesticides and herbicides gather in the flesh of the fruit, of the produce. They don't wash off, as we've learned. And I realize that what I'm saying is an extreme, but it's designed to be an extreme to force people to apply some critical thinking, that if you wouldn't put one drop of a pesticide or herbicide directly on your tongue, then why would you consume traces of it in your food day in and day out?
Yeah.
I think it
would be better to eliminate pesticide dietary exposure, but we have a long way to go as a country. I mean, the average American doesn't realize that they have in their bodies at any one time measurable levels of at least a half dozen pesticides, and many of us probably a dozen. We are exposed to multiple pesticides every day through our beverages and food, and people that live in rural areas and actually handle pesticides, they're also, of course, exposed occupationally. So they're part of our world. We all have them in our bodies. They're in our mother's bodies as we develop in the womb. We really don't fully understand what the consequences of that are. But in general, I think there's an agreement among scientists that less would be better.
Yes, I agree. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to come back with Professor Charles Benbrook to talk about the research specifically and find out what the differences, if any, are between conventional and organic produce. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Charles Benbrook. We're talking about conventional versus organic. There's a lot of people out there who are convinced that there's no difference. So we're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of this well-done study. By the way, almost $500,000 funded by the European Union. Clearly, they have no dog in the fight about conventional versus organic other than the truth. That's it. So what did you – I know they've talked about antioxidants before. You did find that produce that's grown in organic conditions do provide a greater antioxidant value, correct?
That's correct. Our study focused on all plant-based foods. So these are all foods that are harvested from a plant. So include fruits and vegetables and grains and nuts and potatoes, et cetera. On average, we estimate that organic plant-based foods have 20 to 40% higher levels of what's called total antioxidant activity. And this is just a scientific measure of all of the phytochemicals in produce and grains that help neutralize free radicals in the bloodstream and you know, help us stay healthy.
But what else did you find? Like, what were you surprised about in this particular research paper?
Well, I think the biggest surprise was we found that cadmium levels were 48% lower in organic food on average. Cadmium, of course, is a nasty, toxic heavy metal like arsenic and lead and mercury that once you ingest it, you own it for the rest of your life. It basically stays in your body. And for people that for whatever reason are exposed to higher levels of cadmium than the average person, this can cause some really nasty health problems as we age. So people that live in an area with industrial air pollution that has cadmium in it are at heightened risk. People that either smoke or live in a house with a smoker, some cigarettes have heightened cadmium levels. So this was a big surprise to me. I had not been aware that there was a sufficient number of studies around the world to reach that judgment.
You know, we had an interview with a guy who's a famous journalist. I'm trying to think of his name. But he had a hip replacement, and he suffers from cadmium poisoning because cadmium is one of the metals that they used in the hip replacement, and it broke apart, leached into his body, and now they thought he had Lyme disease. It turns out that his cadmium levels were like through the roof, and he's very, very ill now. I mean, his whole life has been derailed as a result of this.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, that's terrible. Jeez, why would any company make a prosthesis with cadmium in it is beyond me.
I don't know. But anyway, the idea of cadmium being a metal that's stored in the body and stays in the body is scary, especially as you go through life and you acquire more and more of this through your dietary intake of conventional foods, conventional produce, I should say. What else did you discover about the two different groups of produce that you think is really important message?
Well, we also looked at the studies comparing the frequency of pesticide residues in conventional organic food. And you know, not surprisingly, and as other studies have shown, pesticide residues are far less frequent in organic food compared to conventionally grown food. We've done a significant amount of additional research on pesticide residue levels and risk in organic versus conventional food through my program at Washington State University. And you know, the bottom line is that organic food on the market in the U.S. is really delivering on its promise to essentially eliminate dietary risk as a significant worry for the average consumer. And that's really good news. And so this study sort of reinforces that message, although the study that just came out did not focus on actual risk levels. It simply reported on the frequency of residues in food. But, of course, risk is a function of how high the residues are in food and also how toxic they are.
Right. The poison is in the dose, right? So,
well, it you know, that is the old school saying that we've been reminded of, you know, for forever, the dose is the poison. But actually, Carl, when a person is exposed makes as much of a difference. And your most vulnerable period and mine was the first trimester as we formed in our mother's womb.
Oh, don't say that, Dr. Benbrook, because I my mother was on Librium and smoking cigarettes when I was being born. So that's,
well, that kind of explains it, doesn't it?
Yeah, right? I know. So anyway, you know, it's really interesting because we don't think about – all we think about in this discussion, and you, and this is really important to focus on for a second, is, you know, those of us who are eating and choosing at the grocery store, but that little baby in your body has no word or say in the choice. And if you're eating conventionally grown produce while you're building a little baby, then you are weaving into that little baby these toxins.
Yes, that's regrettably true. And probably, you know, I've been tracking the science on the human health impacts of pesticide exposures for 30 years. And a few years ago, three studies came out in basically the same period of time in the highly prestigious journal, the Environmental Health Perspectives, which is put out by the National Institutes of Health in the U.S. And these three studies involving different populations all concluded that mothers that were exposed to insecticides, and in particular the class of insecticides called the organophosphates, or
right,
OPs,
right,
had heightened risk for their children having lower IQs and a raft of developmental disabilities as they grew up. And this body of research has been looked at in great depth, and it's been replicated in a number of other studies, and I think that the soundest benefit of organic food is that we're protecting the next generation of kids from a 4 to 7 point decline in IQ over their lifetime. And economists that have studied the impact of IQ on economic well-being have actually put a dollar value on 1 point of IQ across a generation. And Carl, it's a really big number.
I bet. And you know, it's shocking. There's a doctor in Oregon or Washington State. She's been on my show. Her name is Dr. Shauna Young. She works with children on the spectrum, and she does blood work. And she finds that a lot of these children have high levels of specific metals. The one that she focuses on is manganese in this particular case. But these metals being introduced in the womb while we're forming these little babies is really not a good thing. And you know, all I can say is the current standards for agriculture have really lost sight of the reason for the agricultural experiment, and that is to feed people. It's become more about profitability for big companies and less about feeding people. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about this study. This is a really important study, folks. This should put an end to the discussion on whether you should be going out of your way to buy organic versus conventional. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com for a free brochure.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Don't you feel like buying organic produce? Don't you? Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Charles Benbrook. So, Professor Benbrook, do you think that higher antioxidant levels and the lack of or lower concentrations of cadmium and possibly devoid of pesticide residues is enough of a reason to say, look, the debate is over. Let's stop this nonsense. Organic is better, period, end of story.
Well, I certainly think that case has been made now for women of childbearing age, women that are planning to get pregnant or who are pregnant, and for our kids through their first few years. But actually, the human brain isn't fully formed until about age 16. So, I think those periods of a person's life are so essential in laying the wiring that we will rely on for the rest of our lives to be healthy, to think straight, to utilize the intelligence that we were given, and so I do think the case is made there now. For healthy adults, I'm not. I don't think there's compelling evidence that the residues in conventional produce are posing significant risk to healthy adults. They certainly aren't making you healthier. And for folks that have other underlying health issues, I do believe that current levels of pesticides in food can be a problem for them. But it's really the next generation and the unique vulnerability of young infants that where the case has been made.
Well, and okay, two things. One thing frustrates the bejeebers out of me. Why is it women and children and the frail, but those of us who are robust and strong, we should exploit that robustness and go, the hell with it. I'm going to eat conventional. I have to say that I understand from a scientific perspective that you can only rely on the current science to make these discussions. But I say, if it's no good for a baby, If it's no good for a pregnant mom, then it's no good for me. You know, when we talk about alcohol on this show, I'm Italian. My grandfather was giving me red wine when I was 5 years old before I started school. So, you know, I mean, I've had it in my diet for a long time. I love red wine, but I don't subscribe to the idea that, oh, a glass of wine a day is actually better than not having a glass of wine a day, because that's nonsense. Alcohol is a neurotoxin, and the reality is that abstaining is better for you than drinking it, but I enjoy the buzz. So, you know, this notion that it's good for you, and whenever people say, well, did you see that study about alcohol? I say, if it's good for you, then give some to your baby. You have an infant at home, give it to you. If it's good for you, then it's got to be great for the baby. Of course not. And I say that because of the absurdity of it. And so I hate this idea that because I'm a full-grown man, I don't have to worry about my health, but babies and pregnant mothers should. I don't subscribe to that. I think if amalgam fillings are no good for babies and they're no good for pregnant mothers, then they're no good for me. And if pesticides are no good for pregnant mothers and no good for babies, then it's no good for me.
Well, you know, you're probably right in reaching that judgment. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, based on what has been documented by current science, the case is much stronger for pregnant women and their developing child and for infants and children. That's not to say that there aren't good reasons to reduce pesticide exposures, you know, for adults, and those reasons actually become more significant as we age. I wonder if your listeners know that we all actually produce most of the antioxidants we need on a daily basis inside our bodies. So we do need supplemental antioxidants from food, but for most of our lives, our bodies are producing the majority of them. But one of the reasons we age is that our body's capacity to produce these endogenous antioxidants decays and it becomes less efficient. And that's actually why it's more important for elderly folks to be seeking out those fruits and vegetables that are very high in antioxidant activity. And in general, any darkly or richly colored fruit and vegetable is going to be high in these health-promoting phytochemicals.
We just did a show with Professor Francis Helligan, the cybernetic approach to aging and rejuvenation, and he made that specific point that our bodies do produce these antioxidants, but if you're highly active, producing a lot more free radicals because you exercise or you're aging, that supplemental antioxidants can make the difference between you being able to suppress oxidative stress successfully. So that you just hit on something that has been said before. So it's important. And obviously, the best place to get your antioxidants are from the foods they reside in, because there are all sorts of other things going on in that food that make those antioxidants quite often more bioavailable. We see this in dairy with calcium versus calcium supplements. So, you know, if you can get it in your food, that's the best way to get it. And if you can get more of it in organic food, well, think of the money you can save on antioxidant vitamins at the store.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think of it this way, Carl. I mean, you know, a serving of blueberries or cranberries provides a typical adult enough antioxidants for a whole day because they're so rich in antioxidants. But if you buy organic blueberries and get 30% more, that's going to give you as much antioxidants and also as much of several vitamins as five or six servings of less nutrient dense fruits and vegetables, like, you know, lettuce and potatoes and some melons. You know, they've got some nutrients in them, but the nutrient density in the true superfoods is just remarkable. And, you know, for elite athletes that really push their body, there's really good reasons to be focusing on those foods. Have you ever noticed how many competitive long-distance bike racers wind up getting cancer? I think one of the reasons is that these people are on an almost daily basis pushing their bodies to the limit. Mm-hmm. They've got all these free radicals breaking down their cells, causing damage to their DNA. And if they aren't getting significant doses of antioxidants in their diet, I think they're really increasing their exposure to long-term health problems.
Well, and in conjunction with the fact that most distance athletes in general, whether it be biking or running, tend to eat a lot of complex and starchy carbohydrates. And we've done our first show on cellular senescence caused by glucose signaling was done in 2006. And if we know anything now, we know that when you spike blood sugar and you spike insulin, you age faster. And so when you combine that with, as you put so eloquently, the overproduction of free radicals and then the almost aging effect of their diet, it's no wonder they don't get cancer more often. It makes sense to me. I didn't know that until you said it, but I thought to myself, well, sure, I can understand that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it pops up in the literature, a fair amount, but it's one of those connecting of the dots that scientists seem very reluctant to take.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will wrap up the interview. We're talking right now with Professor Charles Benbrook. Last time he was on the show, he exposed the fallacies behind genetically modified crops yielding better yields for farmers, which was really a big blow for the GMO industry. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling, specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trenadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trenadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp, as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trenadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We're talking with Professor Charles Benbrook. We've been talking about why it is important, at least for the, you know, if you go to the Environmental Working Group, they have a great little app for your iPhone. It's called the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. It talks about the foods that you can, the produce and vegetables you can buy and ignore whether they are organic or not, because these are not sprayed, typically sprayed crops or heavily sprayed crops, or the ones that you must buy organic. Start there. If you don't want to buy everything organic, look at the Clean 15, look at the Dirty Dozen, and if one of the, or some of the vegetables or fruits you buy fall into the Dirty Dozen, just buy those organic for you and your children, if that's where you have to do it. But clearly, the research shows that organic is better. And whenever people say, you know, pregnant mothers and children, you should think to yourself, me too. I'm just as important to myself as those kids are to me and my wife is to me. Especially men, we get, you know, you can go out and shoot a male deer, but you need a doe tag to shoot a female deer. You know, men have been at the bottom of the food chain for a very, very long time. I'd like to just change the discussion just for a moment, Professor Benbrook, to come back to genetically modified crops for a second, which was the reason for your first interview. Anything new on that horizon?
Well, concern across the American society about the impacts of genetically engineered crops and food is rising at a remarkable pace. It's really driven by the spread of what's popularly referred to in the media as superweeds, which are weeds that have become genetically resistant to the glyphosate or Roundup herbicide, which is forcing farmers to spray 2, 3, and 4 herbicides on corn, soybean, and cotton fields that, you know, 5 to 10 years ago only required a single or perhaps two applications of Roundup. We've got a real herbicide crisis unfolding across the middle part of the country, and there's going to be millions of people that are exposed to higher levels of a number of herbicides as a result, And this is really of considerable concern in the public health community.
Well, what about the fact that Dow and I think Monsanto, or maybe Dow by itself, is trying to re-release 2,4-D to be used on these crops, which was one of the components of Agent Orange, because they say the glyphosate's no longer working, so they have to go to something stronger. I mean, we know, we've done shows about some of these herbicides have a transgenerational epigenetic effect. So, you know, if your grandmother was exposed to it, chances are your grandchildren will be exposed to it just by it affects the germline.
Right. That you're referring to the work of Dr. Skinner at he's a colleague of mine at Washington State University.
Yeah, he was on the show. Yeah, yeah.
Shown these multi-generational impacts in a number of different studies, most of them involving insecticides and fungicides. So what you're referring to, Carl, about 2,4-D is in response to the spread of glyphosate-resistant weeds, Dow AgroSciences and Pioneer are about to introduce, pending final government approval, which is expected. They're going to introduce genetically engineered herbicide-tolerant corn that's now going to be tolerant of glyphosate herbicide, 2,4-D, and another family of herbicides. So what this is going to mean is that in addition to most corn and grown in much of the Midwest being treated with a pound to a pound and a half of glyphosate herbicide, there'll also be 1 to 2 pounds of 2,4-D applied, as well as additional quantities of the other family of herbicide called the FOPs that these new genetically engineered corn varieties are going to be resistant to. And it's kind of like, we've got a big problem with glyphosate-resistant weeds that was brought about by excessive herbicide use, and now the seed biotech pesticide industry solution to that is more of the same in spades, and it just really doesn't make a lot of sense. It's going to, farmers are feel they really need this now, and they're eager to get the technology, but it's only going to work for a few years, and when weeds become resistant to 2,4-D, there'll be even fewer options for them. So we're at a cusp of a cliff here, and it's really a great concern.
There's a fellow who has an online radio show that several of my listeners have written to me about, who says that those of us who are concerned about genetically modified crops, we're idiots. We wear aluminum hats when we walk around the house, and all these insulting things. And his opinion is that, number one, he says, we've been genetically modifying crops since the beginning of time. And I guess he's talking about hybridization. But hybridization allows the intelligence of the plants to bring about the next variant, if you will, of the plant, as opposed to a transgene being shot into the species in a random order, and then watching it grow and going, well, no, that one didn't work, and that, oh, here, this one looks good, let's use this, which is how genetically modified crops come about, by the way. And so, you know, his opinion is that there is no legitimate peer-reviewed research out there that shows that genetically modified crops are dangerous. Would you agree with that statement?
No, unfortunately, I don't. And, you know, there's a lot of things in science that are horrendously complicated and we don't understand. But this debate about whether transgenic crops are basically the same as hybrid crops really boils down to a very simple distinction. Hybrid crops and all of plant breeding over the millennium involves mixing up the genes within sexually compatible plants. Transgenic plants involve taking a gene from an entirely different branch of the tree of life, like a frog gene or a bacterial gene, and putting it into a plant where it never existed. And you know, people can argue till the cows come home that there's no difference in that, but you know, people aren't stupid. And there still remains a high degree of common sense in America. And transgenic crops that include genes from outside the plant's genome are different, and that is new, and that isn't going to change.
You know, and my attitude is this. I'm not a scientist, but I know that in the discussions that occur between real scientists, there is a cordial discourse that allows people to have opinions and opinions to differ without insulting each other or taking or digging your heels in and saying, no, you're wrong. My attitude is this. I don't know if genetically modified crops are good or bad at this point in time. There is conflicting research out there. The study that was done in France with the rats I thought was phenomenal, but it caused such an uproar that they had to retract it. But my attitude is this. I don't know. If I'm walking down the street and I see a plank of wood covering a hole and I look at it and I go, you know, I don't know if that plank of wood will hold my 240 pounds. I walk around it. I don't challenge it and go, damn it, I'm going to prove that thing holds me. And then I fall in and break both legs. And so my attitude is this. We don't know. So why not err on the side of caution and not eat them until we do? That takes into consideration both sides of the argument, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, there clearly are a lot of unanswered questions. And another thing that, you know, your listeners should understand is that we've been growing genetically engineered crops for, you know, 17 years now in the United States, but the vast majority of the acres produced have either been cotton that's gone into clothing or corn and soybeans that's been fed to animals, used to make high fructose corn syrup or ethanol, or used to make oils for cooking. There's been very little food, you know, fresh food that's genetically engineered consumed in essentially a raw form. So the American public really hasn't been exposed to any significant extent up until now to the genetically altered proteins that are in every acre of GE corn, soybeans, mm-hmm. cotton, alfalfa, and sugar beets because of the way the foods are used. But we're entering a whole new era when crops like apples and potatoes and grapes and sweet corn are genetically engineered, because those are crops for which a significant portion is eaten in either a fresh form where there's no alteration in the genetically engineered proteins, or only a lightly cooked form, as in the case of sweet corn, where, you know, we boil it for 5 minutes before we eat it.
Do you eat GMO crops? Do you avoid them?
Yes, I can't, you know, I nor can anyone completely avoid them
right.
in the American diet unless you eat a completely 100% organic diet.
Yeah, and nobody does that, obviously, let's face it.
Well, not very many people. I mean, some people do, but it certainly restricts their dietary choice.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great discussion as always. It's great to have you on the show. I love the kind of work that you do because it answers the simple questions and helps people make decisions, and that's what science should do, but often misses that mark, and I applaud you for being the only U.S. scientist to be involved in this critically important discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for being on the show. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you have it. If you don't feel like you should be avoiding genetically modified crops, pesticide and herbicide-laden crops and going for organic, I don't know what else to say. If you can't always eat organic, then make sure the fruits and produce that you buy that are on the Dirty Dozen on the Environmental Working Group's website, that you at least buy those in the organic forms. That should be a reasonable request for most people. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, obviously, we're going to have the news at the top of the hour. And then we're going to talk about acne. Is acne the canary in the mine? Is acne a sign that you may be developing insulin resistance and then obesity? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottled, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Link between vitamin D and dementia risk strengthened. The study found that people with low levels of vitamin D had a 53% increased risk of developing dementia, and those who were severely deficient had a 125% increased risk compared to participants with normal levels of vitamin D. The results remain the same after researchers adjusted for other factors that could affect risk of dementia, such as education and smoking and alcohol consumption. The results don't show low vitamin D levels cause dementia, but they suggest there's a link, and clinical trials will be needed to establish whether increased vitamin D intake from supplements or food can help delay or prevent cognitive decline. Dietary vitamin D is found in fatty fish such as salmon, sardines, or mackerel, and also in milk, eggs, and red meat from grass-fed animals. Crowdsourcing may help dieters stick to healthy foods and lose weight, as participants are as good as trained experts at correctly rating the healthiness of foods and giving feedback on them, indicates research published online in the Journal of American Medical Informatics Association. Being able to track energy intake and getting personalized feedback on diet have been linked to greater weight loss, but can be hard to sustain over time. However, the advent of smartphone apps that can be easily accessed on the go could change the playing field. Researchers had 333 unique users rank 450 photos of food and provide feedback on the healthiness of the food using the Eatery app. When compared with expert scores, the layman scores were incredibly similar. They gave the eat more of foods, such as fruits and vegetables, a higher healthiness score, and the eat less of foods, such as processed and fast foods, and sugar-sweetened drinks, a lower healthiness score. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Video game playing for less than an hour a day is linked with better adjusted children. A new study suggests video game playing for less than an hour a day is linked with better adjusted children and teenagers. The research, carried out by Oxford University, found that young people who indulged in a little video game playing were associated with being better adjusted than those who had never played or those who were on video games for 3 hours or more. The studies find no positive or negative effects for young people who played moderately between 1 to 3 hours a day. However, the study published in the journal Pediatrics suggests that the influence of video games on children, for good or ill, is very small when compared with more enduring factors, such as whether the child is from a functioning family, their school relationships, and whether they are materially deprived. Past research on non-interactive forms of entertainment have led to recommended time limits for how long children play video games, yet the study argues that such guidelines have little scientific basis. Grizzly research offers surprising insight into diabetes-obesity link. Researchers studying grizzly bears have now discovered a natural state of diabetes that serves a real biological purpose and is also reversible. Investigators reporting in the Cell Press journal Cell Metabolism note that grizzly bears are obese but not diabetic in the fall and become diabetic only weeks later in hibernation and then become cured of diabetes when they wake up in the spring. The research reveals how natural biology through evolutionary experimentation can teach us new things about how animals naturally cope with conditions that would cause disease in humans. When investigators looked at grizzly bears, they found that, unlike in humans, insulin levels in the animal's blood do not change. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Now we're going to change the discussion a little bit. We're going to talk about acne, but not the way you are used to hearing acne discussed quite often. My guest is Dr. Bodo Melnick. How are you doing, Dr. Melnick?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thanks.
And we're going to talk about acne, but more as an indicator of something going awry as opposed to the actual problem itself. So let's talk about your group, first of all, and the type of research that you normally do, and then how you got into discussing the role of acne as an indicator of possible insulin resistance.
Okay, so we are interested as dermatologists on the role of acne and nutrition, because there is a very interesting study from the U.S. showing by the Harvard group that milk consumption increases the prevalence of acne. And so we thought about how could this happen and what is the mechanism behind. And we all think that milk is a normal food, but we are now just understanding that milk is a really endocrine signaling system. And the milk consumption increases insulin and IGF-1 levels, which drive our sebaceous glands and stimulate them to produce more fat and sebum. So this is a major cause, we believe, for the acne. And we also know that this whole system is very intimately linked to a very important enzyme which coordinates growth. It's called TOR. So it's called target of rapamycin. It's a central metabolic hub in metabolism. And so in acne, we think that all our acne stimuli just enhance mTOR signaling. And in our Western diet, we have two major, let's say, impacts on the mTOR pathway. The first are the hyperglycemic foods, which increase insulin levels, and insulin stimulates mTOR. And then we have a lot of the proteins, and especially the milk proteins, which are enriched in essential amino acids, and they are very important stimuli also for mTOR signaling. And finally, if you don't exercise, you just increase the mTOR signaling on all your body cells. But if you exercise, you, of course, enhance mTOR signaling in the muscle. And I think this is very, very good, because then you just decrease insulin resistance. But the mTOR itself is responsible for the induction of insulin resistance. We know that if you don't exercise and you have a high intake of high glycemic foods and amino acids, you increase insulin resistance.
You know, this is amazing to me, because typically science and medicine operates in this very, very narrow corridor that says these things are absolute. And what you're saying, which makes so much more sense, is that we have to take into account activity levels of the being and the fuel that it's consuming. So in short, what you're saying is, I'm not a big proponent of high glycemic diet to begin with, because I think that maintaining moderate to low levels of insulin are critical for longevity. But with that being said, many people in my audience, including myself, we consume lots and lots of high leucine proteins like dairy and beef and so on. That definitely increases IGF-1, definitely increases mTOR's response for muscle growth, but we don't experience acne or obesity or insulin resistance. And as you point out, because the magic there is that we're active, we're exercising, we are, we're giving the signaling something to do.
I think this is a very important point. So we cannot say dairy consumption is just increasing insulin resistance. You have to consider the activity status of the individual. But, you know, we have a lot of people sitting around looking TV, just doing, having a sitting lifestyle. They don't exercise, but just they you know, they increase from day to day the input of dairy products and hyperglycemic food. If they do this, they indeed increase the mTOR signaling, and they don't shift the amino acids into the muscle tissue. If you have high levels of these amino acids without doing exercise, you just increase insulin resistance of the liver and the adipose tissue, and this is the important matter. So with exercise, everything looks different. And we just wrote a paper in Nutrition and Metabolism, and we just focused on this point, so that we have to see the exercise status of the individual to predict what happens. But if you are in a sedentary lifestyle, things get worse, and especially during puberty, you have a phase of life where you have sexual maturation and a growth phase. And mTOR is increased in this phase because the IGF-1 is increased due to the pituitary signaling axis. So the somatotropic axis is increased during puberty. And if you just have then this dairy or milk signaling and overlap this with the puberty, you have an over-signaling of IGF-1 and mTOR. And this is a problem for our adolescent period.
Well, so now let's focus on the sedentary group, because the truth of the matter is that of the world's population, a large majority of people are sedentary. They don't reach the requisite activity levels that our species requires to stay healthy. They sit around, they sit in their car, they sit at work, then they sit in front of the TV, then they go into bed. So let's talk about this population-based study that you did of acne and body mass index in adolescents. What did you discover in that particular research?
So what we actually did, we did a type of translational research. So we looked, first we looked into all the papers which were published on milk consumption, for instance, and body mass index. And we first found a very interesting paper also from Harvard Medical School. This is a paper which was published some years ago by Catherine Burkay in I think it was in 2005, and they found that in more than 12,000 U.S. children, the more milk consumption they had, the more body mass index they gained. So there was a serving of about 3 servings per day was very intensely correlated with the body mass index. And there have been also other studies. There is an Italian study published in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology by Anna Di Landro, and they found in Italy that there was a higher risk of acne with higher body mass index. And they also found that there was a lower risk of acne with less consumption of milk. So we have very, very clearly a correlation between milk consumption and body mass index. And this is also supported by Andrea Wiley from Bloomington, or Indiana University in Bloomington. And they studied children and found also a correlation between milk consumption and body mass index. So the body mass index is a matter of growth. And on the molecular level, we know that growth is promoted by the mTOR pathway.
Right.
So we have a connection between milk, body mass index, and mTOR. And interestingly, a high mTOR signaling is associated again with insulin resistance, because the critical substrate of mTOR is called kinase S6K1, and this kinase is important for shutting down the insulin signaling pathway. So this induces insulin resistance. So if you just increase these nutritional factors, you increase mTOR and you increase the risk of insulin resistance. And this has been also shown by a study in Denmark by Camilla Hopper. She studied children and gave them about 53 gram of milk protein and just correlated this with the insulin resistance. And in comparison to meat protein, 53 gram meat protein, there was no insulin resistance. Mm. So there's a big difference between the source of protein. And if you just now look into the role of milk, then we know that all mammals are just grow with this liquid, which is a secretory product of the mammalian gland, and this improves and promotes growth. So we introduce in our diets a growth-promoting system, and we have to take care about this because there are other aspects, not only the muscle, which is, of course, important for the field of athletics and sports and so on, but we have also think about other glands, not only about the sebaceous gland. We have to think about the mammary gland, the breast cancer relationships, and also the prostate gland,
and the reproductive glands as well. We have to take a break. Stay with me. I want to stay with these thoughts. So stay with me on this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more discussion about acne, obesity, and insulin resistance. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
The government doesn't always have your health in its best interest. Luckily, we have Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr.
Okay.
Yes, no, I'm just reintroducing you, Dr. Melnick. We're talking with Dr. Bodo Melnick, all the way from Germany, right? We're calling you in Germany
today. Yes, that's
right. Yes, I know that country code because we have a good friend of the show named Adele Musa who lives in Munster. So he's on the show today as well.
We are not far.
Okay. So we were talking about the effects of increased mTOR on other organ systems as well, besides just sebaceous gland producing more acne. When we went into the break, I said, what about reproductive organs as well?
Yeah. So there is a very high concern about the correlation between milk and dairy protein intake and prostate cancer. So this is nearly a very settled epidemiological link. So we know, for instance, from the Iceland study, in Iceland there has been a study also supported by the Harvard group, and they found that if adolescents have a daily consumption of milk, and they have about three times higher risk of prostate cancer in adulthood, of advanced prostate cancer, which is a serious one. So there are other studies. There's a European study of about 140,000 male participants, the prospective study over 7 years, and this shows that you have with an intake of about 35 gram of protein, of dairy protein per day, you have an increase in prostate cancer risk of 32%. So these are very dramatic numbers, and I think we have to take care about these developments. So if you push our mTOR pathway, we have to think about other organs, and we have also to consider especially the maturity period of adolescence. So if we overstimulate them with a signaling system, which is normally thought to be only operative in the postnatal period, we just may diverge morphogenesis and maturation of these glands, of the prostate gland, of the mammary gland. And I think the outcome may be then the cancer development later on with a latency period of about 3 decades. And I think there is convincing evidence that this link is just working, and we also have some experimental data. For instance, if you produce an artificial breast cancer in rats and feed these animals with milk and the control group without, then you have duplication in tumor mass and volume in the milk group. So also if you just put milk on prostate cancer cells, you just increase their growth by about 30%.
Okay, but I want to intervene here just for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Because if we know anything about science, we know that we cannot say certain things unabashedly, because there are groups out there who drink lots of milk, children who don't get acne but they're obese. We know lots of people who have consumed lots of dairy and didn't develop prostate cancer or other types of cancers. So let's step back for a second and see if I understand some things, and you can correct me, please.
Okay.
Mammalian target of rapamycin's sole objective is turnover and growth of cells, right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
And we have good cells and bad cells in our body, and mTOR is indiscriminate of what cells it makes grow, right?
So actually, the cancer cells, they like the leucine. So the prostate cancer cells are leucine addicts. That's known, and there is real good science from Australia now showing that if you feed leucine to prostate cancer cells in tissue culture, you just give them the absolute kick for growth.
Right, and if you feed if you feed glucose to them, the same is true. But if you feed ketones to them, they die. So we understand that when a cell becomes cancerous, it undergoes several changes that make it more immortal than other cells around it. For instance, we know that the mitochondria switches to anaerobic respiration; it no longer needs oxygen, and it can live exclusively on glucose or leucine. And thrive, and it sucks all the glucose and leucine away from the healthy cells, and they start to become sick. So my point is this. We know that there are people out there, adolescent children who drink dairy and don't get acne but become obese. We know that there are people out there who consume a lot of dairy and don't develop cancers per se. And so I guess my point is this. There seems to be in our body, something that switches a physiological change to a pathological change. Now, the milk and the IGF-1, they're corollary. They're going to fuel the growth of this bad cell just the way they fuel the growth of a muscle cell or something else. So what is downstream? What is prerequisite or what is missing that makes milk so bad? That is it simply activity? Is it the lack of inflammation or chronic inflammation? What else is in this this recipe with milk that seems to have some people have these bad things happen and other people not?
Yeah, so at the moment we are very much concerned about the genetic material which is transferred by the milk. So we know that the milk is a secretory product, and the milk contains the highest amounts of microRNAs. Mm. And these microRNAs are encapsulated in small tiny vesicles called exosomes. And for instance, we know that in milk there is a microRNA called microRNA 21. And we also know that cancer cells produce their own microRNA 21. So in oncology, this microRNA 21 is called an oncogenic microRNA. And what this microRNA 21 is doing, it shuts off tumor suppressor genes just to improve growth and to speed up the cell cycle. So we are very much concerned about mm-hmm. the fact that we just incorporate or may incorporate these exosomal particles, these microRNA particles, which may modify our growth characteristics and growth development. So first of all, it's made by nature apparently to promote growth, but we all know that continued growth promotion is a hallmark of cancer. So there's absolutely that we have to make research and more efforts to study these microRNA signaling of the milk. This must be a reason that nature just pushes so much microRNA in this product. So the second secretory product which is so high in microRNA is sperm. So this is a thing. It's an evolutionary process which is going on. So milk is a signaling system to promote growth by amino acids and apparently by microRNA signaling. And this is important to study the effects of this genetic material. So we are not sure at the moment whether these microRNAs just reach our body or our organism. And I think I'm aware of studies which are going on in Europe now. There is a big institute in Naples which is just interested in this type of research. We have to know what is going on with this microRNA in milk. And this makes a difference to milk products which are free of microRNA, like cheese. This is different.
Okay. Okay. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to shift it a little bit into another area that you spend a lot of research in, and that is breast milk and formulas. We're talking right now with Dr. Bodo Melnick. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted? Or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome.
Dr. Melnick, another area of your research is breast milk, correct?
Yeah, we are interested in infant formula feeding, so the artificial formula feeding for the newborns, and because we now understand the mTOR mechanism, and we are just thinking about what is going on with our infant formula. Is the infant formula in the correct way it should be, like the breast milk. And we made some studies and investigations into the comparison between artificial formula feeding and natural breastfeeding. And interestingly, the artificial feeding was introduced in the 1930s by U.S. pediatricians. And at that time, the mTOR pathway was not known. So nobody ever had heard about mTOR. And so it was the idea that milk is just food, and we just could prepare an artificial formula such that we mix some amino acids, proteins, and so on, and prepare a type of breast milk for the baby. And now we know that the amount of amino acids is much too high, and even the mothers and fathers, the young parents, are inexperienced. They often give too much powder to the infants, and they realize that the babies will sleep very well during nighttime if you increase the amount of powder to the infant formula bottle. But you just then have an infant which has too high insulin levels, too high IGF-1, even 300% more IGF-1 compared to breastfeeding, and you have an increased mTOR signaling. So the baby is growing very well. It looks good at the first glance, but we now know that if you have high protein in infancy, in this postnatal period, you get obese. So there are studies from the University of Munich by Professor Koletsko who was just supporting this concept. So we know that we just have a high mTOR signaling if you increase amino acids for the infant. And of course, the infant cannot exercise. So the infant is laying in its bed and just is relies on the stuff which is coming. And so there is a very risky thing to overload the infants with protein. So we have to think about this. And now if you just look into the role of mTOR and the development of the immune system, then we know that a high mTOR signaling reduces the development of regulatory T cells in the thymus.
Wow.
And allergic persons have low levels of regulatory T cells, so they cannot suppress the so-called Th2 cells, which promote the allergy. So we are just promoting the development of allergy and obesity by imbalanced infant formula feeding.
Now, I have to believe that you feel that mothers should breastfeed, but in the instances where they can't, where it's impossible for them to breastfeed, then we have no choice but to turn to formula.
Yeah, we have to, you know, because in the breast milk is controlled by our own genome. It's a lactation genome, which is conserved over millions of years of human development. So we are not able to just reproduce this type of signaling. So we thought we could do it, but we failed. So this is a very important message for young parents. They should breastfeed, because with the breastfeeding, they feed and program their infants on the right mTOR axis. And we know breastfed infants are leaner, they have less risk for obesity, and they have also less risk for allergy development. And exactly this is a problem. Also, hypertension is involved in this business. So if you just have a high mTOR signaling in the hypothalamus, then you have a higher sympathicotonus and a higher risk of arterial hypertension. And if you look in these people, and we ask now in our clinical practice, we ask our patients when they are breastfed, not breastfed, and so on, and you find a pattern of obesity, allergy, and hypertension. And I think this is a formula disease we produced, and I think it's a medical big mistake or a misunderstanding of the role of milk and the role of milk signaling.
I am a proponent of raw, unpasteurized milk from cows that eat exclusively grass. I have a farmer. He's a Mennonite farmer. And I had to buy a share of a cow because in the United States, it's illegal to buy raw milk. And so the only way you can drink raw milk in the United States is if you own the cow, you can drink the milk. So I had to buy a share of the cow, and then I get several gallons of milk every single week. And we just talked about bovine milk a day or so ago. And what we talked about was that there's a peptide in bovine milk that seems to suppress angiotensin. And I'm wondering if that's found in mother's breast milk as well.
I think so too. I think so. I think it's not really looked up, but I think that the breastfeeding gives relaxation also to the children and calms them down. But there is a much more important information. If you take raw cow's milk and feed this to infants, then it's known that it has an allergy protective effect. And we hypothesized that in the raw cow's milk there is a special type of microRNA. We are back to the microRNA story then, and it's called a microRNA 155. And this microRNA 155 is very important for the development of regulatory T cells. So if you have breast milk, then you have, of course, a raw milk. And if you have a raw cow milk as a substitute, you also have this microRNA 155. But you cannot feed a human infant with raw cow milk because then you have other big problems. But
What other big problems do you have? I'm curious.
Yeah, because the linoleic acid is not right. So the babies who don't thrive. So I do not recommend to give raw cow milk as a substitute to breast milk. But later on, maybe in the first year of life or after some months of life, if you give them some glasses of raw cow milk, it's shown in various European countries that you have a protective effect. It's called the farm hypothesis, because children growing up on a farm are more protected against allergies than those living in the city. And this farm hypothesis has now been deduced, and is now focusing on the milk. So the raw milk is the secret for the allergy protective effect. So the milk delivers something which has allergy preventive effect.
Well, and I want to talk about that. We have to take a break. Stay with this. The allergy protective effects of raw cow's milk, because I want to talk about the microbiome when we come out of this break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, I compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two, we don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Dr. Bodo Melnick. Change the conversation a little bit to breast milk, raw milk. We're kind of traversing this whole area here because these are all areas of Dr. Melnick's research. So, Dr. Melnick, we started talking about the microbiome probably 4 or 5 years ago. And one of the early studies we did, shows we did, was the Amish gut study, where they looked at the old Amish order that lives in Pennsylvania, the diversity of the microbes. We also know that babies who were delivered cesarean section, they don't get the benefits of passing through the vaginal canal and getting the mother's microbes early on. And then babies who are not breastfed do not continue to get the microbes that are healthy, that help line the gut. So what if the actual benefits to the immune system are from the cow's milk, the unpasteurized cow's milk that the farmer's children are drinking, because of the microbes that they're gathering from, probiotic microbes they're gathering from the milk?
So, first of all, we have to know that the natural human breast milk is a source of bifidobacteria. So the bifidobacteria are very important for the production of lactase, so the digestion of lactose, so the production of the right pH in the intestine, but more importantly, the bifidobacteria in the gut are stimulants for regulatory T cells. So we can produce immune responses by bifidobacteria, and the natural breastfeeding just ensures that we have these. This type of bacterial transfer, which is also possible by the birth procedure.
Canal, yeah, exactly.
It's by the canal, yes. But importantly, the breast milk also produces very complex carbohydrates, which is a fuel for growth of the bifidobacteria.
So oligosaccharides, right? These are oligosaccharides?
Yes, complex oligosaccharides.
Right.
And they stimulate or promote the growth of the bacteria. So it's a very sophisticated system with a probiotic activity of the milk. And And also, the natural breast milk contains, of course, the active microRNA, which is transported in this exosomal particles, and also contains this microRNA 155, which also stimulates the regulatory T cells. So if you now go to the cow's milk, the raw cow's milk, the glycobiome, we say, is different,
mm-hmm.
and we have other types of bacteria. And if you feed, for instance, formula, artificial formula feeding, you have a development of a different gut microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very clear that there is another gut microbiome growing up, and this may be persistent for a lifetime. And we know now that the microbiome in the gut is also very important for the whole metabolism, as we all know that, you know, the metabolic events, degradation of fats and which then finally feed our system depend on the microbiome. So we have to do the right things at the beginning of human life, and it's very important, I think, to prefer the breastfeeding. But in the raw cow's milk, we have, of course, an active microRNA 155, which may be the critical stimulus and may explain the beneficial effects of raw cow's milk consumption in a farm environment. So this is, I think, important message. So we have to consider in the milk several important signals. The amino acids have to be in the right composition. This is a protein hypothesis of milk. Then we have the microRNA signaling system. We have the bifidobacteria which are transferred. And we have also very recent news that milk also contains living stem cells. So with multi-lineage differentiation possibilities. So the milk is not only a food, it's a very complex and highly sophisticated signaling system. And we have really to analyze these different aspects of milk, also to understand the effects of milk consumption and dairy consumption on our metabolism, I think.
Coming back to the reason that we were talking earlier in the show, so would you say that for adolescents who are suffering from acne, that the first step would be to remove dairy from their diet and see how that works?
Yes, it works perfectly. It takes some time. You have to be a little patient for about 2 to 3 months, but our patients are very enthusiastic, so we just recommend two things, to remove the glycemic load and also to reduce the milk consumption. So the dairy in general does not seem to be a problem. The milk is, again, the problem, and also the skim milk. The reason the skim milk is even a more potent acne stimulus than the whole milk, but the whole milk and the skim milk are now very well recognized acne promoters. And I think it's also, you may know the study, the recent study of Jennifer Burris from New York. They published a questionnaire study of adolescents and found a dose relationship between milk consumption and acne. They also found positive correlations between glycemic index products, sugar especially, and also saturated fat and trans fatty acids. So these four, I think, are the most important nutrient signals for the acne development. And as we know, we have 85% acne in our populations. In the U.S., we have an increase also in acne in the third decade. It's about 50% of people in the U.S. have acne. And we have also a much earlier beginning of acne in the age of about 7 and 8. So there is something going on. So we overstimulate our metabolism, I think. And we have to consider this type of nutrient signaling. And when we just reduce this type of lifestyle, we may have the right maturation and programming, And this may have long-term beneficial effects for health, because it's most important to be on the right pathway in the time of in the postnatal period, like infant formula feeding, and also during childhood and adolescence, because these are the times of maturation. And so milk is not a food, it's a programming system of evolution, and I think it's the system which we have not studied intensely enough to just to see all these aspects of this sophisticated system.
And the other thing is that what the cows eat makes a difference too. If you're drinking conventionally produced milk, these cows are eating corn and grain. Ruminant animals were never designed to eat corn and grain. We know that if a mother drinks alcohol, it passes through the breast milk to the baby. We know that if the cows are eating an artificial diet, the milk is not going to be good for those who drink it. Cows are supposed to eat grass. And that's another question that has to be put into this whole equation, too. When we talk about conventional milk versus milk from grass-fed cows.
We had a big change. I think we have a big industrial revolution in the dairy industry. So we are concerned also about the estrogens and the progesterone, which is in the milk, because most of the of the technical production, the animals are in a pregnant state.
Right.
So about 90% of our milk on the market is from permanently pregnant cows.
Right.
And so the tissue of the animal. It's just spilled over with estrogens and progesterone. And I have made some calculations. If you are a heavy consumer of cheese and butter and have a hard business and use a lot of calories from dairy products, you may have an amount of progesterone which is in the range of a contraceptive pill. So it's unbelievable, but we just have too much estrogen and progesterone ingestion with this product. So this is a risky thing, because this comes also in our food chain, and we have to think about this type of milk production. There must be a big difference between the type of animal feeding and also the type of milk production. And I think very important question as well, yes.
Dr. Melnick, thanks so much for taking time to be on the show today.
Yes, thanks a lot for the opportunity to communicate this type of information. Okay,
take care. Bye-bye. So there you have it. If you are drinking milk and you have acne, you may want to try cutting it out. Obviously, one thing we can all agree on, milk is a powerful anabolic. Use it wisely. If you're not exercising and training, cut back your milk consumption. You have no reason to be drinking that much milk. But if you're training hard and exercising hard, don't cut dairy out because some bodybuilder told you it'll make your skin thick. You heard Dr. Melnick. It's a very powerful food. It's underestimated. And if you can, get raw unpasteurized milk whenever possible. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
When you talk